And now for our weekly programme, Joan Knows. We listen to a summer special prepared by Sister Janet Ferns, currently Communications Coordinator for the Pontifical Mission Societies, but formerly a colleague of ours here at Vatican Radio's English programme. She sat down with our resident Vatican expert, Joan Lewis, to talk about one of Rome's most famous destinations.
Joan, it's another summer special, and this time you're going to tell us about the Vatican Museums.
Actually, in the form of their website, because so many people do want to come to the Vatican Museums. They get in long lines, they get to the front door, and they've just closed. That doesn't happen too often, but people want to visit from home, even to see what they should see. Okay, I'm only going to have a few hours. I can't see all of the museums, but I want a taste. Oh, I want to know what I should actually see when I come to Rome.
Because there's so much in the museums that you can't take it all in on one visit.
I mean, it covers millennia and millennia of history. So you have to limit it in a way. If you don't have a time limit, that's great. But you have to limit yourself maybe to what your loves are, or if you simply want an overview of the different eras of Etruscan and of the entire art gallery and a sculpture gallery and the old car museum. If you want just specific parts, you have to set them aside. But if you want just a little bit of an overview, the 3.5 or the 5-hour actual physical in-person trip will give you a good idea. But if you want to know what's in the Vatican, in one of the most astonishing tours that you could take, actually, the virtual tour on their website, we should say right away, go to the Vatican website, vatican.va. When you get on the front page, you click onto Holy See, you're going to see the words Vatican Museum. So click right onto that. Settle into a really comfortable chair and prepare yourself for
a box of chocolates.
Exactly, or hot chocolate or wherever you are. And prepare yourself for a virtual tour of the Raphael rooms, the Sistine Chapel, the Gregorian Etruscan museums. Obviously stunning reproductions of some of the, not reproductions like copies, but some of the world's most famous art. And a number of years ago, well, Jubilee year, 2000, Cardinal Scioca inaugurated the new entrance to the museums.
Which is beautiful.
Very, very astonishing. Architecture-wise and welcoming-wise, it's a very, very amazing, warm, welcoming entrance. And Cardinal Scioca called the museums one of the most meaningful doors that the Holy See opens to the world. You know, if he hadn't said anything else, that in itself was tremendously meaningful because, of course, what you see is the cultural patrimony of mankind, which the church is simply custodian of. They don't own this. So when you speak of the world's, the church's wealth, because of the world's art being in the museums or in St. Peter's or wherever, the church is the guardian.
Collection that they've got in the Vatican Museums, if you were to break it up and distribute it, it wouldn't be a fraction as valuable as it is just being there on display.
How do you put it? Priceless.
Millions of people to
sure.
See.
To put a price on something that is priceless is just not possible. And so even if it doesn't belong to the Vatican, so they don't even think of putting a price on it. But beyond that,
millions of people come visit the Vatican Museums each year.
Oh, 3 million at least. I have no idea how many even visit on the website, but certainly in person, 3 million plus.
Because in the summer, I've seen many times just the queue to get in is 400 or 500 yards long.
Oh, yeah. It can range up to all around the Vatican walls right up to the Sant'Anna Gate, which means nothing to a visitor listening. I mean, nothing to a person listening, unless they actually know the length of the walls we're talking about.
It's a long way.
Yes. A lot of my friends have said they now go at about noon in the summer hours, and then they still get in. They've got 3 hours, 4 hours to visit the museums, have a little snack at the cafeteria and so forth. But, you know, if you can't do the Rome bit, which of course is a must when you do come to Rome, if you really want to have an astonishing experience, going online will do it. And just to give you an idea of what statistics, for lovers of statistics, the Vatican Museum's website offers more than 3,200 conventional pages of text, five languages, 2,950 HTML pages, 800 images, 165 high-resolution images, 120 zoom images, 45 panoramic, and there's 50,000 links on the page. It is, you can just get dizzy just starting to go into the museums. It's very clear how to do once you get on the site, however. But, I mean, you can view, for example, you can select up to 30 works of art to view online. And along with that work of art is obviously the title, who did it, along with the history. You can view the Transfiguration by Raphael, a gold breastplate of the Gregorian Etruscan Museum, a mummy in its case, an Attic black figure amphora, Caravaggio's Deposition from the Cross, Michelangelo's Creation of Adam from the Sistine Chapel, and then your virtual tour of the Pinacoteca, the collection of art, is really worth the entire stunning virtual trip, if you will.
Well, the website itself is an achievement and a work of art.
Exactly.
In its own right.
Exactly. In its own right. And I suppose if you had a good printer, you could hang up some reproductions of some of the beautiful pieces that you can see. And then not only the pieces of art but and up close, but your camera in some instances is in a specific room in the museum, and you've got the panoramic shot. So it's as if you're in the door of a specific room, and you're looking at it as your own eyes would see it in person, from left to right, and all the different paintings and or statues, and then you zoom in on a particular work of art. So it's so very close to being there in person. And you said it's a work of art in itself, and 15,000 hours of work by 25 highly trained individuals went into building the museum website. Now, of course, that includes research. You're translating. We mentioned it was in five languages, so somebody had to write the original, and then there had to be translations. All of your special photographic needs, as you can imagine. The Zoom server, which dynamically creates images in your JPEG format. And then these are translated onto other pages. And not to mention the technical expertise in just putting these pages together. So if you can't come to Rome for just a while yet, but you do enjoy fine art, beautiful sculpture, centuries and centuries of civilizations, art forms being present, it can be tools, it can be manuscripts, whatever it is, the Vatican Museums definitely will, as Cardinal Scioca said, be one of the most meaningful doors that the Holy See opens to the world. It's a tremendous patrimony. And I'm not sure where I read this statistic, but I read that 75% of the world's artistic patrimony is in Italy, and 90% of that patrimony belongs to the church. So church in the sense of St. Peter's, the Vatican Museums, but all the other churches.
Of course.
What other? 500 in Rome alone. And then you go to St. Anthony's in Padua and churches in Florence and Venice and wherever, Naples. So it's just mind-boggling to think of the art. And you can see some of it, a lot of it, on the Vatican website.
That's very tempting. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks to Joan Lewis and to Sister Janet Ferns for that summer special.